referee just blew the whistle.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, let's welcome everyone. Dave, could you take the role, please?
Certainly. Glenn Craig.
Here.
Sally Miley.
Here.
Sylvia Moss.
Here.
Tom Zarnik.
Here.
Council President Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Verbeer.
Here.
And Chair Yu Korn.
Thank you. First item is approval of the minutes. Got a couple of motions there.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next, we have public comments.
There's no registrants.
No registrants today. With us. Okay. Disclosures and recusals, please. You want to start, Mike?
Sure.
Go around the table.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. I continue to
serve on the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board, the Monona Terrace Booking Event Assistance Advisory Committee, and the Old Winter Center Foundation Board.
And I continue to serve on the Madison Opera Board of Directors. Madison Opera is a resident company of the Overture Center.
And I continue to serve on the Monona Terrace Community Convention Center Board.
I continue to have this as my only committee.
I serve on the Monona Terrace Event Assistance Fund and Destination Madison Foundation Board.
Hey, main agenda. David sent out some summary data and emotion for the board to consider and act upon. Yeah, why don't you go through the slides, Dave?
So you saw the slide at the last meeting, just a reminder about what the forecast is in terms of national revenue growth, as well as some of the specifics about which Mesa forward and where the growth is occurring in the location of hotels in the city. Forecast 2025, we're going to use the 3% growth as a national number. Everybody here? I'll get a little extra comments. And that's about 97% of the pre-pandemic projected level. We are seeing growth slowing. The historic growth rate has been between 4 and 7%. That excludes rate increases and pandemic impacts. That does sort of affect future fund balance based on a series of assumptions that you see on this slide we've talked about before in terms of both the 28% of room tax that under contract goes to Destination Madison, projected growth in Monona Terrace, as well as the support to Overture Alliance Center and no growth in city tourism funding. So at 5% growth, those are the dark bars that you see there. There would be a significant deficit by 2030. You'd need about 9% annual growth from room tax revenues to reach the 10% fund balance goal that you set as a policy as a commission. This slide takes a look at, you have before you a paper copy of the budget motion. I'll walk through that in a bit, but this slide summarizes that. It shows the revenue growth of 3% that's at the top of the slide here. Monona Terrace, debt service, 50% increase. That says more capital projects are funded with debt. The debt service is going to go up. operating subsidy will remain at the same level as 2024. And then we have that fluctuation that we talked about at the last meeting in the cash funding for capital projects. That will go down in 2026, but it is a significant increase from 2024. There is an increase in Olbrich and the Zoo, no increase for the Alliance Center. Olbrich and the Zoo is based on information related to the Zoo, is based on information from Dane County, and the city's required 20% contribution of net operating costs, and that's split 50% from tax commission, 50% city general fund, and then same as the cost to continue for Olbrich. Overture has a 1% increase. Destination Madison, that's a 6% over the budgeted amount. You can see that's a small increase over the, what's projected to be the actual amount. And again, that's a calculation of 28% of the prior year actual tax revenues. Employee assistance, same level. City tourism would increase by $10,000 in the motion. You'll see that that's for downtown art projects. Other, that's new tax administration and software for enforcement of tracking Airbnbs, the RBOs, that amount stays the same. And then the general fund share would increase 3%, same as with the revenues. You can see that basically with this budget, spending down the surplus is projected for the end of 2024, and that ending balance will fall to a pretty low level, and we'll still have a structural gap at the end of 2025. So that is the motion that's before you. I'll put the motion up on the screen as well. You can see that. I'll walk through this. Again, you have a paper copy. It highlights the increase in revenues that are assumed for the 2025 budget. It details the allocations and total amount for Melba Terrace, the amount of the subsidy for Overture, the amounts for Alliant, Olbrich, and the Zoo, Destination Madison, including the destination marketing fund and the event booking assistance subsidy, and then the amounts in under the general rubric of city tourism, namely sister cities, the civic promotion, civic conferences, the music support, the art and festivals, the lane for the downtown art, that would be a $10,000 increase, music tourism, the arts worker grants, and the WIA tournament will stay the same, as would the administration and enforcement. And then this is the detailed fund condition that you'll see on the back of the motion. Chair, I'll turn that back over to you for this protection.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I think we have, does this count as a motion?
Someone would have to make a motion, but yeah, those are the sponsors of the motion.
Okay, the sponsors provided a motion. Would anybody care to make a motion to approve?
I'll move. Sally, no,
Brewer, Cole. Any additional discussion?
I have some.
Tom? Yes. Go ahead.
I have a couple more so comments maybe, but Overture Center for their allocating $2.2 million. I had asked Chris from Overture, Chris Vogel, to document to us how much was spent on hotel spend, and he came up with that Overture spent, or the people attending Overture events, was about 1.1 million in hotels. So 1.1 million, 10% room tax on that is $110,000. So in essence, the attendees at Overture that stayed in hotels produced $110,000 for the room tax fund. But yet the room tax fund is funding Overture 2.2 million. Somewhere I think we got to have some kind of a
paid by performance, because there's no way, as we look at the budgets, we can continue to fund all these places when they're not producing room tax dollars into the fund. They're just draining out the room tax fund. That's my one question or comment on overture. And I have another comment on the arts and Blink. So if I'm right, Blink is where they put like what invited areas of invited like storefronts or doors or whatever the case is that they show pictures of. Right? And they feel like it's an area that is in need of work.
I think that's one of the areas. Karen Wolf is here. She can come up and answer your question specifically on how that dollars are spent.
So Blink is actually for any temporary public art that we do. So for instance, we did, you know, the experiment of the pedestrian mall, getting the community together to do the polka dots and the medallions to kind of designate that type of project. We don't consider that a light reduction, you know, but it's about getting this sort of fresh new projects on State Street, giving people a feeling of vitality in that downtown core where they're coming as tourists. So it's not, you know, yes, if we see an ugly door, we might say to the property owner, can we slap some art on that? But it's not simply just to reduce blight. It's team spirit.
How is that tourist?
Well, it's creating a destination. It's making a place that people want to come and be a tourist. And when we talk to people from out of town, they do compliment and say, you know, that what they see on State Street is pretty exciting. I get emails from people, you know, about that. And I was thinking of an example recently. Oh, I think I sent it out to you all, where a delegation from Columbia, Missouri came and they emulated what we do with our downtown core in their area. So, you know, people need a place, a destination to go to. They won't, you know, they're not going to Muncie.
If you have a comment for Karen, go ahead.
Do you have a comment for Karen?
Well, no. This is just in general. I don't know if I know you saw a recent article about the mobile businesswoman, Johnny Sykes' company just did completed a massive data gathering exercise for the impact of public art on tourism nationwide, and it translates directly into dollars. So it, you know, that might be something. We would want to have Tony come in and speak, or I know that he's communicated with Destination Madison, but it's a massive amount of money. And unfortunately, Wisconsin and also Madison don't devote. Wisconsin ranks 50th in the nation in support for art. And we're losing out to other, not Muncie maybe, but definitely Cincinnati, which is next weekend, having a massive citywide art festival, and it's huge in the amount of business it's bringing in.
I can try to get extra reports for you.
Oh, that's okay.
For that, it's a very good document, and I have it. And I'm going to Cincinnati to see Blake. I'm spending 4 nights in a hotel room, so I don't know. It works on me, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
But my only other comment is, Destination Madison gets charged for the $275,000 from the Menorah Terrace Event Assistance Fund. And I've been on the Event Assistance Committee going way back to Menorah Terrace when it first opened up, when it used to be used for shuttle buses, way back when.
Tom, can you move your microphone?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's on. So why can't that be just put into Monona Terrace's, because in essence, all we're doing is taking the money from Destination Madison and moving it back to Terrace. One, I don't know why the assistance board or committee or whatever you want to call it. So we approve things, but in essence, it's Destination Madison and it's Monona Terrace that decide what groups they want and what the funds should be. So why can't the money just be allocated back to Monona Terrace and get it out of Destination Madison? I don't see a reason why it's there. Because it's just an interim out of Destination Madison. They get some administration fees out of it, but it seems as though Monona Terrace is, and Bill does a really good job of putting the groups in and talks about it as well as Destination Madison. Why we still need to have a committee to approve it, and I think those people are very capable of making a decision. Maybe that's a city question for him.
Yeah, recalling it's a collaboration effort, I know, between volunteers and
Destination Madison, right. Yeah. I mean, they work very well together. I don't know why we still need to have a committee for approval of the money, it's just
that might be an agenda item for a future meeting.
Okay.
That's not really where you got today.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a good question.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Anything else?
No. Good.
All right. So we have, do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Yes. Second motion.
You have a vote. So Sal Miley offered the motion and Council President Pickering Cole seconded.
All right, matter of
four is right.
Yeah, okay, thank you for catching me up on the vote. All right, I will take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed.
Please be fine. Please
record.
Please record me as what I need to know about in the back of it.
Michael. Alder Revere would like to vote affirmative on that. So I believe the motion passes.
Yes.
Going by?
Yes, let's move on. Thank you.
So next item is just the meeting schedule. And you have been meeting virtually other than these budget meetings. The next one will be scheduled for November, or December of this year. That we would review third quarter collections from the room tax and again review the meeting schedule for 2025. And that meeting schedule for 2025 again would be a meeting in February to look at 2024 actuals and the forecast for 2025, which would include the first, well, actually, and the actuals for 2024, sometime in May or June, another meeting to look at first quarter of 2025 and any sort of impacts that has on the 2025 forecast. Meetings again on September, just like you're meeting right now, and again in December. I guess the question for you as a commission, if you'd like to remain in sort of this virtual mode for these quarterly meetings and then in person for the two budget meetings, want to continue that or move to all in person?
Any suggestions or preferences? The virtual or
yeah.
The winter ones? Or the spring? Yeah. That works for me.
That works for me.
All right.
I would like to announce we have a new executive director here from the Alliant Energy.
Second.
So we're going to be seeing more of him. 3 days on the job.
That's right.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. All right. That being the case, I can take a motion.
Can I?
Oh, yeah, please.
So, can we then add to the agenda the suggestion I was asking about the committee approval process? And also, I would like, as soon as possible, more for maybe the first quarter of this year, to start having a discussion about
the possibility to increase the room tax, having a discussion on what that means. I mean, in the last meeting, we saw how this is already going back into the red line in 2026, and I think that we need to be talking about that the sooner the better, and not wait until we approach next year to have this discussion.
So add that to the first meeting of the new fiscal year?
That'd be great. And again, not just like, I just want to put a line there about like being the red mark, the red line. It could be the room tax. Any other solutions that can come to the table, but let's just start having those conversations as soon as possible.
Thank you, Paulo. Anything else? Anyone care to adjourn? Motion
to adjourn?
I'll refer to call adjourn. Sally, second? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.
Right?
Yes, then.
No. I'm just talking to you, so I